This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lin. New Jersey's primary election is just about a month away, and it will look a bit different than the state's elections did last year at the height of the pandemic. This morning, I talk about what you need to know about how to cast your vote and who's on the ballot with WHYY's New Jersey State House reporter, Joe Hernandez. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, Jen.
Joe, when is the deadline to register to vote?
Tomorrow, Tuesday, May 18th, is the deadline to register to vote. And if you don't know if you're registered, you can go on New Jersey's website to check.
Now, last year's primary and general elections in New Jersey were conducted mostly by mail because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Governor Murphy announced in March that this year's primary election would occur mainly in person. What is that going to look like?
Right. It's going to be a bit different. So all polling places will be open instead of just a limited number, Murphy has said, which is a big change from last year. Then you could also only vote provisionally. This year, you'll be able to vote on a machine. And if you're not sure where your polling place is, you may have forgotten over the last year, you can check that online as well. Polls will likely have some coronavirus safety protocols. The state is still working on those. Also, Governor Murphy signed a big early in-person voting bill this year that gives a period of days before the election for in-person voting. Unfortunately, that won't be ready for people in time for the primary because counties still need to buy electronic poll books and train their workers, and they haven't done that yet.
Okay, so some people may not want to vote in person, of course, and there is an option to vote by mail, right?
That's right. And you can vote by mail for any reason in New Jersey. You just have to apply for a ballot with your county clerk. You can do that either by mail or in person, and there are deadlines for that. And then you have three ways to return your mail ballot. You can either mail it back, you can hand it in at your polling place or at your county board of elections, or you can just drop it in a secure drop box. There are several of those located in each county, and a list of them is available on the state's website. The state also has a way for you to track your mail ballot online so you can make sure it's counted. And if you requested a mail ballot and maybe you didn't get it or you decide you'd rather vote in person, you can still do that, but you'll have to cast a provisional ballot at the polls.
Got it. Well, now people know how to vote in New Jersey in the primary election coming up. Who will they be voting for?
Right. Well, there's actually a lot going on this year because New Jersey, unlike most states, has off-year elections. So the governor is up for re-election this year and the entire legislature is on the ballot. Governor Phil Murphy, the Democrat, is up for his second term. He is running uncontested in the primary election. But on the Republican side, there is a four-way race for the GOP nomination. So that's one to watch. Many incumbents in the legislature are running for re-election, but many of their contests are also not competitive. They don't have anyone running against them. But there are some exceptions to that. Assembly members Gordon Johnson and Valerie Huddle, both Democrats, they're locked in a bitter race for the Democratic nod in the 37th district up in North Jersey. And this is to fill the seat of Senator Loretta Weinberg.
And she's been around for a long time. She's retiring.
She's retiring, yes. She's been around for a very long time, very noteworthy in New Jersey politics, and her retirement is sort of a big deal in Trenton. And there's also some local races to watch out for. One I wanted to mention is in Camden, and this is to fill the vacancy left by former Mayor Frank Moran, who resigned suddenly this spring. There are four candidates going for his job for the Democratic nod in that city.
This is all very helpful. Thank you, Joe.
You got it.
Joe Hernandez is WHYY's New Jersey State House reporter.